stuff. Nice and slow like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell my story now?
Yeah, that would be good.
Well, in 2001, which is before 8th grade, we moved to New York from Pennsylvania, and we left in August, beginning of August, so midway through August, we were driving down to do a final visit before school started, and we were driving down busy road. It's like the main drag called Niagara Falls Boulevard, and I realized that I needed batteries for my CD player because I still used a CD, like a portable CD player. So we were driving down the road, and I was like, "Dad, I need batteries." And he was like, "Oh, we can't stop." And I was like, "Dad, I need batteries. I'm gonna die." And so he's like, "Okay, when we pass the battery store, I'll stop and we'll get batteries." And I was like, "Okay, Dad," because he was being a jerk because he knew there was no battery store. And then, lo and behold, we get to like midway through the boulevard, and there is a place called the battery store, and I say, "Dad, we have to stop and go to the battery store," and he does not stop because he's a jerk face, and we keep going, and I don't have any batteries, and I'm really sad, and that's really the end of my story.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I always wanted to send the story to Reader's Digest and get $100 for it, but I never did, and
why?
I think I should. Because that's like the kind of cheesy story that Reader's Digest always has in it.
Wait, why? What is in Reader's Digest?
They have like little short stories that people send in, like little funny things about life, and they give you like $100 if they put it in the magazine.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Why didn't you ever send it in?
I'm lazy.
Okay. Well, thank you for your story.